The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Explicit content may be heard throughout this podcast. Listening discretion is advised.
It is Wednesday, 5/18/2022. Thank you guys so much for joining me as always on this wonderful Wednesday night. We have a paranormal investigation coming up next weekend, and the Geeks ladies are so excited. We're also looking into going to some paranormal conventions, paracons. If you guys have any suggestions, please feel free to leave me a message over at Exploring the Paranormal Perspective on Facebook, or Geeks Paranormal on Facebook, or even my business page, Shaw Wooten, Shawooten. Thank you guys so much for listening in, and on with the show.
What's up, Eves? Welcome to Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. I'm your host, Shauna, and I have the lovely, beautiful Patty Negri with me tonight. How are you doing, beautiful lady?
I am doing really great. Life is busy, life is crazy, and I like both. So it is good, and I'm really happy to be here. It's been a long time, so thank you for having me on.
It has. Thank you for coming on. And it's a funny story, the reason I went to you to ask you to come on my show, because I was going to do it anyway, because, of course, I had you on a previous show that I was on. But my son, my 17-year-old son, says, Mom, I've been watching this overnight channel, and they had this good witch on there. I said, Patty Negri? He goes, yeah, she's pretty awesome. I said, you know what? That just reminds me, I'm going to have to ask her to be on my show. And then my daughter started watching it with him, and she's like, oh, I really like her. She can see dead people.
I see dead people. Yeah, I'm loving my work with all these YouTubers and influencers. And they keep getting younger. It's great. You know, I'm used to Zach and the guys, my Ghost Adventures guys, all my 40-something guys. And then I started working with the TFIL guys, which are 20s up to, I think, Elton's 30. And that's great. It's fun. We're off. I just got back with them. A thing we just did last week was fun. Flew up. And then I started working with Awesomest TV again. And they're like, it's the teen set, and doing all these shows with these teens, like Slumber Party, Sleepover.
Right.
Can I be your mom? Can I be your grandmother?
Not grandmother.
And then, I've got the teen set for Awesomeness. And now I've started working with this adorable kid, Gavin Magnus. And he just turned 14. So,
wow.
And now we're really doing the summer parties out in the woods. But I love that. And I'm waiting for my my kindergartner show. It's like, okay, let's look in the mirror, see who we see. It's a ghost out there. It's a ghost out there. But I'm loving it because you know, you have kids. I don't have kids, but you have kids, and their sense of wonder, and they're just, there's, and to start them out in this really positive way, this empowering way that they could do, life is amazing. I'm just loving it.
I bet. I mean, just watching a couple of episodes, those guys are hilarious, by the way.
They are so funny.
To go on an investigation with them just because they fit my personality perfectly.
Yeah, they are funny. Corey, who's really intuitive, I've been working with them all. And Elton, who really is the skeptic and going, well, how did that happen? So yeah, they're fun.
Well, my daughter, when she was younger, she says she doesn't remember it. And it may be a lot to do with her going to church and all with her grandparents. But when she was younger, she would point out this boy that is here and said that she can see him, and she would talk to him outside. And, you know, my husband's a big skeptic. So he's like, well, maybe she's not, why do you want to get her into that stuff? I'm like, well, if she can see him, let her see him. Yeah. I mean, let her do it. And I had said the story so many times that she's now like, Mom, I really want to try to see them. That's why she was so in tune with you. And she liked to watch you on there because you can see them and she sees what you do and everything. So yeah, she wanted me to tell you hi, by the way.
Oh, good. Well, tell her hi back. And tell her, yeah, keep up the good work. Keep up the magic.
But whenever you got into this, I mean, what started? What brought you into this world?
The economic crash of 2008. Yeah, no, no, I always could see the other side. And I think kids can. I think the imaginary friends aren't always imaginary. But in our modern, especially Western society, it gets taught out of us. Everything is our left brain logic. Even the imagination, the imagination friends aren't as important. I know, like when they took art out of grade schools, you know, their math scores went down. We have to have that creativity. And it just, no one taught it out of me because I didn't have this weird religious background or good. I didn't have one. So it wasn't taught out of me. And my mom was, yeah, grandma did that. Yeah, grandma. So it was great. And I was always sort of obsessed with the dead, but it was never in a morbid or dark way. There are good ones and light ones and dark ones. And I literally did my first seance when I was 7 or 8. I just went in my little suburban hall, stuffed towels under the doors, no windows. Realized I didn't know dead people. And I'm like, Marilyn Monroe. And anybody at this eight-year-old knew it. And the room filled with orbs and lights and shadows and things. And I'm like, as I ran screaming out, I was 8. I just jumping up and down going, yeah, this is real. And we can control this. So that's why I've studied my whole life, religion, philosophy, occult science, metaphysics of every sort, shamanism. And I take it down to energy, which it is. So it doesn't matter what template of words you put on top, whether it's religion words or science words or spirituality words. If you look at that energy through line, they're all the same. And science and spirituality are crashing together anyway. So in being a studier, but I kept it separate. I kept it. This was my world. I like the pagan world. I like the witchy world because the nature and the respect and the love of life and the responsibility. Nobody else is going to forgive you. You have to do the right thing kind of stuff. But I kept it separate because I ran a corporate production company and I'm like, really corporate. And I'm like, these people cannot know that, you know, I dance around bonfires and fires and cloaks and I talk to dead people. It just would be so bad. And in 2008, I think the big economic crash and the corporate world came crashing down, as did my production company. And it was just like all the big shows dried up and corporate shows became a dirty word. And I'm like, And a friend of mine who knew my other world and knew my ability with seances to lift the veil, Patty, and I'm doing this reality show and I really need somebody good, somebody legit to do a seance. I'm like, no, I can't. You know, if I was in the acting role, yes, but I can't, I won't. That's my private life. Please, please, please. We really need you. We need it. It's going to be fun. No, I can't. And I'm looking at my empty calendar and I have nothing else. And then I'm going to, no, I... Well, I'm like, what's the name of the show? Because I've always been an entertainment. He goes, it's called Mobile Home Disaster and it's on country music television. And I'm like, nobody will watch that. Who would watch a so-called mobile home disaster on country music television? Because that's before we knew that. Yes, yeah. Everybody would watch that before reality just became the world.
Right.
So I did it. I'm like, okay. But just one time. And I had so much fun. Oh my God. It brought my improv and sketch roots. I get to do my real thing. I literally got to help a human living little girl who they all thought was crazy because she was painting like vortexes on her ceiling. I'm like, no, there are vortexes on her ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
So she's not crazy. She sees them. And I got to help the spirit. And I'm like, oh my God, and they followed me around with 3 cameras and I got to give my empowering message. Didn't have to memorize lines. I'm like, this is great. But never again. Never again. I can't. So of course, wait a while. And then it airs. Of course, the very next morning, I get a call from like my top corporate client. I did shows for them nationally. I think it was a bank. And she's like, oh, Patty, I saw you on TV last night. And I'm like, did your voice get higher? Yeah, she goes, I didn't know you were into the paranormal. I love the paranormal. And I'm like, oh, okay. And we had our best conversation ever. We had the realist and this. And I'm like, screw it. I am
out of the broom closet. I'm out of the psychic closet. This is who I am. I mean, my corporate company, I was doing motivational, empowering things, but it's not fun when you're doing it for the HR right. department or the sales department, the song and dance extravaganza. And now I'm getting to do my passion and exactly. what I believe in. So now I still have my production company, but I really don't have time to do it at all. I don't, because this world has taken over and it's so much more fun.
Oh, it is more fun, especially when you can be yourself.
Yes. Yes. You get to be yourself. And so it just took a complete switch the other way. I did one little thing with my production company last year, I think. And this is more fun.
Oh, of course. I mean, especially because, you know, I have to be in my job too. So I understand where you're coming from. I even got asked if I had to go on a trip and meet a client, would I wear a wig? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of hired like this. So
really? Your hair?
Yeah, because my hair is all multicolored and
piercings
and the tattoos. And it's like, no, I'm just going to be me because that's who I am. And they're going to love me.
Who wouldn't? That's crazy. That is wild. But the world's changing. They'll get there.
It is.
But that is what, but I get it. And now I'm so much happier.
I'm so glad.
And I really realize at heart, I'm really kind of a teacher is what I like doing. That's why I've just started a school. But it's like, you could do it. I'm like this little cheerleader for, because what I said, my whole thing is the spirituality of it. And in these crazy worlds, people go to spirituality because they're scared. There has to be more than this. There has to be more than pandemics and war and all this stuff. So traditionally, people would always go to traditional religion. But that's not keeping up for people there, and that's not doing it for them. So they're finding new alternative spiritualities or expanding or new age or old pagan. And those some of those don't even want that. They don't want, I don't even want to be a crystal girl, a new ager girl. I just want to know there's more than this. And they become paranormal investigators,
right?
They go ghost hunters. Because again, I don't want no religion. I don't want no spirituality, but I want to know there's more than this.
So when you did that role, when you were able to just be yourself on that show, what made you, did you pursue other shows or did they come after you?
I think they came after me. I've been in this town since I was a kid. I was model. I was an actor. And besides that, I'm legit. I know how to be on camera. Right. I've been doing this. I know how to get a mark. I know sound bites. I know how to do all those things and be legit. So they're like, call her. If they needed, you know, psychic for whatever, call Patty. If they needed a medium, call Patty. If they needed a witch or a seance, call Patty. So I started doing for everything from Nicole Richie to Jeff Lewis to Pit Boss and Pit Bull shows to just everything. And so once you do it and they're going, oh yeah. And again, it's because, you know, not the acting school part of it, but the camera technique part of it, the knowing how to do it, you don't ramble on, you don't talk when the other person's talking. I had so many years of improv and sketch work. That's what reality is. Right. And I would never fake anything. I never have. And it's the best of all everything.
Well, gosh, once you fake something, then your credibility is just out
the
window.
Yeah, you're done.
Lie about something, your credibility is out the window. And that's what I keep telling my team. Don't ever lie about anything. If you can't see it, don't say you see it. Or if you can't hear it, don't say you hear it. Be honest. And that is my biggest goal. And that's what I've been trying to teach my kids constantly. Be honest. Just be honest. But in your field, I mean, because I've seen where you've done stuff for Angelina Jolie's dad, Marilyn Manson, like you said, Pitbull. Did you ever see yourself there? I mean, did you ever say, oh yeah, I'm going to, after that one part, I'm going to be the highest ranking good
completely
witch,
organic
psychic.
completely organic. I do think we need, goal. It's good to have goals and see what you want to do, but I think you've to be organic, just let it develop. it's a dance. It's a dance. I want this, I want that. I'm a really good witch as far as manifest. I'm a manifester. And positive. I don't control anybody else. I don't, that's why I use the word good over white or black. I do positive magic because you can get everything you want from it. But I never went, I want, this is never, it didn't say I didn't want this. I'd be in the moment. You know what? We all strive to be in the moment. That's the thing. I think I've always just been lucky enough to kind of be in the moment. So it's awesome? Like, yes, I want to do that. And I try and I work hard and I strive. And I like challenges. I think that's what hit me then. Because I was not always this Patty, what everybody sees. I spent a lot of years, you guys really, people wouldn't recognize me because I had all these health issues. And I write about it in my book where I became very much victim when you find out at 15 years old that you have all these health issues and you can't have kids and you might have these cancers. And then by the time you're 30, they tell you, you won't even make it to 50. If you do make it to 50, you'll be in a wheelchair and you have a tumor in your head and you have five fractures in your back and you have all this carcinogenic damage in this. And your mom took this drug when she was pregnant with you. And I was that person from 15 to 30, a victim in that I bought into it. I wasn't a victim. I spoke in Congress. I spoke in the Senate. I'm a women's health advocate. So not a victim like that. I stood next to our Senator Barbara Boxer and talked big pharma stuff, but I allowed myself physically to be a victim to it. And at 30, once I get this big old diagnosis that you won't make 50, you won't, you'll be in a wheelchair. I just kind of went, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that future. I'm going to create a different one. And everything went away. Every symptom, does she have fibromyalgia? We don't know. Does she have lupus? We don't know. Does she have every autoimmune disease that everybody has? Now you can get rid of those so fast. Gosh. Anything that hard to diagnose, autoimmune, it's an imbalance. It's just energetic imbalance. You can get rid of it. Anyway, so I haven't been sick in decades.
Oh, nice.
So at 50, at 30, everything went away. I got healthy. So at 50, instead of being dead as predicted or in a wheelchair, I decided I'm going to try out for the world's biggest obstacle course. And that's what Wipeout, that ridiculous TV show with the big balls.
Yes.
The most painful thing. But I'm like, I want to show myself or the world how powerful we are as human beings. So literally I played the witch card completely. I'm Witch Patty, because you have to have your persona. And, next thing I know, I've beat like 100,000 people. That's what they let you know. And I'm twice as old as anybody there. It was the hardest, scariest, most painful, yet most empowering thing I ever did. And I'm like, wow, this is what magic is. This is what spellcraft is. This is what manifestation is, whatever you want to call it. And then I go, this is addicting. So I go, okay, what can I do next? What can I do next? Well, what am I really bad at? Cooking. My husband won't let me in the kitchen like ever. I like got kicked out of home ec in high school.
Oh no.
So I'm like, okay, I can't cook, but I'm really good at magic. I'm going to cook for Gordon Ramsay. So I beat another 100,000 people. Next thing I know, I'm on MasterChef. Scared to death, more scary than the physical. Oh, like, what am I doing with Gordon Ramsay, Joe Bastianich, Graham? Sequestered for a week. I mean, I'm like, any minute they are going to know I do not know what saute means. But again, played the witch card, did not stay long on it, but I got what I wanted. And then I'm even going, okay, that was way too fun. That was because I like to scare myself. I like to be challenged. So what do I have absolutely no talent for? Absolutely none. Because I was a dancer. I was a tap dancer. I got to dance with Gregory Hines, but I look at the people like on shows like America's Got Talent and I'm like in awe of them. So it's like, I'm going to get on America's Got Talent. Next thing I know, I am rolling around on the floor with Howie Mandel, making a complete fool of myself. Oh, that's psychically reading his dog, and we're rolled up in a leash, and he's falling over, and I'm falling over. It was supposed to be this way, and I knew it. They're like, when you get on stage, Patty, make sure you get Howie Mandel on stage with you. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, when you get on stage, make sure you get down to the dog's level. I'm like, oh, okay. Make sure you get on stage. Make sure you get Howie down to the dog's level. Okay, I know where we're going. And so the little chihuahua I've been reading was this big old bull. I got it. But again and again, another 100,000 people. I mean, but the thing is, it's me teaching or just showing the world how powerful they are. Mm-hmm. With positive stuff. And I wasn't there when you're at the convention center with 5,000 other people and they went to every convention city in the city. I wasn't going, well, I hope that person burns their chicken, or I hope she trips and breaks her. I was going, you do good and you do good and you do good. All that, what you put out is what you get back. And if people could just learn that in abundance, so yes, it comes right back. So it's not like this is mine and this is yours. It's like what you put out, you get back. And exactly. And again, I think that's what I teach. I don't care what your belief system is, your religion. I don't care if you believe even ghosts or not, just know how magical you are. Don't give your power away.
This is Aaron Gillow from Ghost Adventures, and you're listening to Para-X Radio.
This society and this world makes us give our power away. If you don't have your power, figure it out. What or who have you given away to? Fear, mm-hmm. other people, limiting belief systems.
Right.
Grab it back.
Open-minded, be open-minded. Always look at everything from all different sides. Yes, girl. Yes. Positivity. That's what I always say. You can always feel the negative Nancy in the room somewhere.
And it takes so much energy. Talk about psychic vampires.
Oh my gosh. So much energy. Then you start losing your hair. And
yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I understand completely about the positivity, because it's there. I'm like you, I'm always trying to be positive and trying to throw out that positivity and trying to help. And then whenever you get that one that bites right back at you, you're still trying to remain positive, but you can only do it for so long.
So long. I know, but that's what I love about you and always have. Aww. See it, you sparkle. I even said today, you sparkle. And inside and outside.
You do too, girl. And that's what I was telling Justin the other day. That's my husband. I said, you know, I just love her so much. I'll watch you on TV. And I was like, oh, I just love her so much because she's so sweet. But you were on all these shows doing all this stuff. And now you're doing all these YouTube channels with the Overnight Crew. And who else have you been on? I mean, because when they're in there, a couple of teenagers that, what are their names? The boys. What are their names?
Yeah, Corey and whatever. Yes! And now everybody collabs. That's what the kids say. We collab. So like Josh the Explorer comes and works with TFIL. Matt Rife comes and works with us at TFIL. So I'm getting all these groups. And Awesomeness TV, that's again, they have like, they're full on production company, but they go to YouTube and they have their own channel, just like we do with Paraflick. Mm-hmm. But their full production shows are just short. And that's the teen ones. And I forget so-and-so. I don't even remember all the names of them.
I'd have to drag my son in here and be like, okay.
But I've done everything from Good Mythical Morning Guys with Rhett and Link. I've done Hal Rudnick and his Hollywood, whatever that's called. I've done critical role. The critical role team is very funny. I have a sketch comedy background, so that's what a lot of these guys are, especially the crew guys, like the critical role guys. They role play and they do fun stuff.
Now, Rhett and Link, they don't believe in spirits. Did you have them believing in your abilities?
One thing I did with them. One, they had came to the house and we did this funny thing with tarot cards. And one, we did it was a game show. It was really funny. You got to laugh at all of it. And it was guess the real psychic or guess the not real psychic. It was done like a game show. And it was, I think they got me completely wrong because you're trying to fool them. Right. And they got the ones who were faking it and where else. So, But it's fun. Anything that makes people think and play and enjoy life. But I've got some new network stuff coming up. I just did a thing with, I can't talk about it yet, but Ghost Adventures have got this new thing that I can't talk about yet, which is really cool. I just did a thing, which I probably can't talk about yet, with I got to work with Jack Osborne and Katrina Weldman on their show on Portals to Hell. I've got, again, some of your regular realities like I do. I've got a Basketball Wives coming out. I've got another CW show called Some Unexplained Mysteries Unexplained, which we went back to the Cecil Hotel because that's my second home. The Cecil. Yeah.
That place. Oh my gosh. That's actually one of the latest ones I was, and the positivity thing again, I was going to tell you, you were talking about your, I'll get back to the Cecil in just a second. I'm sorry. I just remembered I was going to ask you about this part. But you were talking about how you're in control of your own, pretty much your own destiny. You are in control of how you feel, positive, negative. Well, I was watching Russell Brand, and I love Russell Brand because he's so positive. He had a doctor on where he was doing a podcast with this doctor, and this doctor was talking about how they had given, they were given different people different kind of medicines, and they'd given a control group, but they wouldn't tell them it was anything. And the ones that she told it was going to make sick, they were sick. And the ones that she told that they were going to get better, they got better. And he said, it is a lot, a part of your own ability to make yourself better. And Russell was like, yes.
100%.
Yes.
And science and medical science have known that. That's why there's placebos, which are fake medicine and stuff. But again, I guess they just want to keep controlling things. They don't want everybody to know they can take care of themselves, and we don't have to have that stuff.
Just get all positive, get you some whiskey and lemon.
Exactly.
With honey and you'll be fine. That's what we do here. Oh, not the younger ones, but the older ones. But the Cecil Hotel. Okay. Jumping back to that one. I actually, that was like the last episode I saw of them was you guys at the Cecil Hotel where he took the divot box and brought it out and scared the bejeebus crispy out of Corey. But that place is just, I mean, you could see it on TV and it just has this vibe. Like it vibrates.
I honestly the darkest place I've ever been. It's something is so built in it. There's something under the ground too. It's funky part of downtown LA. It's Skid Row. But there's more than that under the ground, whatever grid lines or something. And it's been such a place of desperation and sadness and death and murder and evilness. It's created another egregore, a spirit that's been created there, whether demonic or what. So that place affects the living and it makes them horrible, desperate, and it affects the dead. It's holding a lot of people there. When we did the Ghost Adventures there, I never know where I'm going. I don't want to, but you know, I'm blindfolded, left in the trunk of the car if need to be, put in the room. It's like, if I do know, then they won't have me do an investigation or a seance.
Right.
It's exactly like Patty, go in and tell me what happened. It's not, somebody died in the back room. But this one, Zach had called me and he said, okay, Patty, we're going to come into LA and we're going to need you. Okay. And then I didn't hear anything, which is normal. And then like 2 weeks later, I hear this, hi, it's Zach. And we're here. And can you get here in 2 hours? And I was down at my brother's and I'm like, I'm a girl. Really? 2 hours? Did I wash my hair today? Did I brush my hair? Do I have time to put on lip gloss?
Somebody needs to give him a refresher.
And I'm like, yeah, sure I can. And I don't think he said Cecil. If he did, it was under the breath. And I'm driving downtown and it was funky downtown. And I saw the big sign. And I'm like, oh, that's the Water Tower Girl. That's all I can remember. The Elisa Lam, the Water Tower Girl. But that's all I knew. I didn't know Richard Ramirez. I didn't know the other serial killer. I didn't know how many people had died, killed, and everything else. But I'm like, oh, Water Tower. And I'm walking up to it because you have to park kind of funky. And I should have got from the very beginning, this a rat wouldn't let me in. And I'm not really afraid of rats, but usually they run from you. They'll start like, not this one. I'd go right and the rat would go right. I'd go left and the rat would go, we're dancing. We're dancing in the middle of Skid Row under the Cecil Hotel. And I'm like, okay, I got to get in there, you guys. It's my time. It's call time. I got to get in. So I walk in the building. It's like, you know, underwater, like pressure, it's coming. And it's just, oh, so horrid and so sad. And the building's coming in on me and coming on. And I'm going into, I allow myself going into trance state already, because that's what you do on that show. And I'm walking into this lobby and there shows Jack and Zach and all the guys. They had been there. They had their cameras strapped on already and everything. And I'm like getting all Zach's like, okay, Patty, you're here. He's like, there's 14 floors. There's 700 rooms. They're all open. Tell us where to go. Okay. And we're completely masked, the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, walking to the elevator and we're going, I'm like, oh, this is that elevator. This is the Alyssa Lam elevator. Oh. And I just pushed a button and I took him up to a room. And you're just getting more depressed, more desperation by the minute. And I just walk a tiny little horrible, ugly rooms. And I just walk to the window. I'm going, I got to get out of here. I got to get out. I'm opening the window and I'm in the trance state. It doesn't look like I get it. And Zach starts yelling at me. He's like, Patty, what are you doing? Sit down. What are you doing? And the part of me still, Patty's going, why is he yelling at me? Zach's never, I get this little girl, a voice in my, he's never yelled at me before. And more than you even see on camera. Why is he yelling? And I'm like, I just got to get out of here. I'm open. And he's like, sit down. And there was a chair. So I sat down. And then they, on the SLS, they see somebody dancing on me. Like, and I led them right to a room where somebody had jumped out that exact window.
Oh my word.
Yeah. So I guess he's like, she's going to follow him out. I'm like, I don't think I would have, they would have caught me. But so I'm like, okay, let's get it out of here. And so then I let him, we did a bunch of some with spirits and halls that never got to camera because, you know, you can't get everything. Right. And then I led him to another room and we went in. Oh my God. And I was just, I felt myself being attacked so bad. I'm holding myself in and like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't go there. And again, desperation, fear, all this stuff. And Zach's going, what's happening? Where are you being attacked? Where are you being? And the part of me that's still Patty is going, how do you say those body parts on television? I don't know. I don't know what I said. Something like lady parts or female parts. And I led them right to the room where this poor lady who lived there, most people did, had been raped and murdered. She was a lady who fed the birds in Pershing Square every day. So that place is a trip.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just so dark. And what's scary now is they've turned it into how it sounds good on paper. Low income housing and housing for the homeless and the poor sounds good on paper, but this place affects you. This place really affects people because it was always been a flop house with anybody with mental imbalance or PTSD or drug or alcohol, which is everybody moving in. I'm so scared for them. I've said this on another show. I want to go get every healer, every shaman, every priest, every preacher, every witch, anybody who brings in the light and hold hands around and sing Kumbaya or something.
Right.
Because I'm so scared for those people who are moving in. I'm so scared.
Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
Throughout time, events have occurred that have shaped human history. Spirit voices from the past have many stories to tell, and for the past several years, channelers Barry and Connie Strom have been conducting live channeling sessions and relaying those stories and messages from those on the other side. We invite you to tune in to Barry and Connie's new show, Channeling History, on the Para-X Radio Network every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern as they relay the messages of those voices from the past, the ones who have witnessed history firsthand, and those who have made history themselves.
Dead Zone. I want to give a huge shout out to Shauna and congratulations on her new podcast, Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. You'll hear some amazing guests like me.
Whatever.
Paranormal and true crime stories and more. Catch her Wednesdays at 8 Central on the Para-X Radio Network.
Welcome back to Exploring the Paranormal Perspective.
So yes. Anyway, I did not get to go to the roof with Ghost Adventures because, again, that's a legit show. And the fire marshal wasn't there the two nights I was there with Zach. So, and then all of a sudden I'm going there with Elton and the guys. And I'm like, do we get to go to the roof? I go, what about the fire marshal? And he just laughs, fire marshal. We don't have fire marshals. Like, oh, yeah, you too.
Right?
We have no rules. Yeah. So, I'm running around with a bunch of young guys on the roof of the Cecil being chased by a Dybbuk bug.
That was pretty funny. I can only imagine.
That was funny. And I must say, one of the weirdest things that did you see the part where I thought I was talking English, but it was backwards?
Yes.
That was pretty weird.
Yes. I was worried about you. Corey, who's so intuitive now.
I don't give my whole body. I'll give 80%. Mm. But I thought I was talking. I really thought I know I rock, but it was my thing is rock. But also that, Corbin had to put his head up, I thought I was talking. Hey, what about whatever I was saying? They were just hearing that gibberish, but Corey was wise enough to say, we should play it backwards, and they played it backwards, and then it came out as English. I'm like, wow, that's kind of a talent. Should I put that on my resume? I mean, talking backwards, I can't even do an alphabet backwards I can't. I was ever thinking if I was ever pulled over for drunk driving, even if I never had a drink, if they go do the alphabet backwards, I'd have to. I'm going to jail. So it's like to talk backwards, that's pretty good, but that place is insane.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the one that you had that you allowed to take over you for a moment, I really felt bad for him.
I know, because
the way you were describing him, it was like, oh, this poor guy, if he would have just got out of there.
I know. And that's what this place, and it's just built this battery of dark, evil, again, desperation and depression, and make you overdose, make you jump out. I mean, babies have been thrown out the window. I mean, it's just the horror.
Oh my gosh. That place is just absolutely crazy. Now, have you ever had anybody like, say, Richard Ramirez type ever try to take over?
I have not Richard Ramirez, even though I've been there, I didn't do him. But I have had at the Black Dahlia.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. George Hodel, who's evil, evil, and it's him. I let him take over my body on Ghost Adventures, just a little bit more than you guys saw, but it's evil. But and then he came to my house, which really pissed me off.
That would have pissed me off too.
Because I have a very protected house. I have a magical house. Yes, I do all sorts of stuff here. And I have a spirit friendly house for their, if for their friendly spirits, you know, I have things moving around, but I was, my old podcast with my old producer, we had kind of a, it was kind of a seance crime bent to it, real crime. So we were having an Associated Press reporter, a dear friend of mine, Linda Deutsch, like the most famous woman reporter. She got famous on Charles Manson and OJ Simpson and like every big celebrity murder or whatever case. And so she was coming in and we're going to do the thing. And my producer at the time, dear friend for years and years and years, she wanted to do the Ouija board, which I've safely done since I was seven, but I dropped the ball. I didn't set up all my protectors and because nobody was there yet. It was just us. And all of a sudden he took over, he pushed me to the back of my chair so hard. I hear this crack, 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 and I'm sliding down to the floor.
Oh,
and she's
no.
And she's going, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "No." And I really do always say I'm all right. I could have my head cut off and I'd like it to splash. I'm like, "No." I'm like, "No, I'm really not." I had to go to urgent care and it hit me so hard against the back of my dining room chair that it didn't, I thought I broke ribs, but it ripped the cartilage off of my ribs and floating ribs.
Oh my God.
That evil doctor. Yeah. Oh. And then we were getting all the, this kind of crazy, like on the spirit box, on the, this just crazy. And my producer quit the next day.
Oh, no. Like,
oh yeah. This is real. Did you didn't know that this was real?
I was scared of him so bad, huh? Lord.
Yeah. Well, how do you get rid of something like that? Especially when it falls.
Oh, I banished right away. Again, I do. Again, I've studied this my whole life. That's why if you know religion, you know philosophy. If you know it's a Egyptian dark spirits coming, you know how to deal with it. If it's a whatever it is. And again, if you take it down to energy, and I still believe light beats dark. Always, you bring a candle into a room, you light it up. Yes, you see those scary dark shadows, but you brought in the light. And I also believe that this is our realm of existence. Since I was 4 years old and tired, this is our rule, and we're in charge here. And that belief system has always saved me. And it's true. It's like, and everybody knows that now. You don't get fearful, you don't get angry, you just command it. Nope, like you're a parent or a teacher and they have to go away. And I'm so firm in that belief system that that's always saved me. So, you know, and unless you slip up, you forget to put your seatbelt on like I did with that one. A couple times that has happened.
That spirit was one, of course, that you had during the time you were with Zach and the guys. Did you have, I'm staring at a light. I don't know why I'm staring at a light when I should be staring at you. whatever, because I'm thinking, whenever you do get in situations like that and you ban them, what kind of stuff, I know like my friend, he's Indian. So he sometimes goes into the field of the Native Americans and tries to find stuff that to banish it. You do the same thing with, because that's what you were talking about with the Egyptian and all the other kinds of stuff.
My main work is I work elementally, very similar to Native American, but more my pagan roots of that, my air and fire and water and earth, because we are earthly, though we're half divine and half earthly, and we're on this rock, we're on this planet. So why not use the energy, the powers of this planet to use it? I will work with some deities and I will work with, you know, higher vibrational beings and things, but my work, if I'm dealing earthly stuff, is very elemental in my work, whether I'm clearing a house or, you know, clearing a mansion or clearing whatever.
Well, I know my belief system is I do believe there's a higher being, but I believe that all the religions kind of combine together. Mm-hmm. They all kind of lead the back to the same thing.
Completely.
And, oh, yeah. And you know, if God was God, he's an alien, right? So there's aliens out there.
Yeah. My big, my, Philosophically, again, I think it's so much more complicated than our tiny human brains can figure out. But my closest belief system to it is the ancient Sumerians, you know, and then all the Anunnakis, God isn't in it. But their belief system was you went to the heaven you believed in, or you went to the place where you lived. So if you're a pearly gates of Jesus, you're going to go to the pearly gates of Jesus. If you're reincarnation or you're part of the great consciousness of God, it's much more like the Matrix than anything else. Much more like, you know, we create this, whatever, this world. And I've been talking to spirits since I could talk, and they're fine as a rule. It's because a ghost is hanging around doesn't mean they're stuck. No, they, I mean, there is a few of those shades as well. They don't know they're dead. And they're the ones, go to the light, Carol Ann, and you can send them to the light. And it's not even hard. It's easy. But most of them, they come because they like it, you know?
All right. I mean, who wouldn't? When you,
Yes. And that's why I like fun ghosts. Yes, we know every paranormal show, you want to go to the insane asylum or the Cecil or the prison where they abuse people. But I like going to the Hollywood Roosevelt where the old stars are hanging from the chandelier having a party.
Right. Those would be the best ones, though, especially if you got that on camera or DJ. Yeah. Hearing the party going, people screaming and hollering, dancing, music playing. Yeah. Oh, yes. Whenever I hear the music playing, the old time jazz stuff and everything, especially those that you get on a recorder and there's no music actually there at all. That is
Isn't that great?
That is the best.
There's a darkness in the hallway. Voices that seem to come from nowhere. Alone at night, there is a feeling that something or someone is near. Where can you go? Who can you turn to? Para-X Radio and the all-new Para-X Vision can help. Our knowledgeable host and expert guest can help you find some answers and take a glimpse into the unknown. Para-X Radio and Para-X Vision, programming for the open mind.
So do you think that a lot of things, because I also do like geek searches and true crimes, things like dolls and divot boxes and, my desks, for example, things can be haunted by the person that owned them before.
Yeah. And I will give you stories right now if you want.
Go for it.
And it doesn't even have to be the person that the girl behind me, which I have to keep pretty far back there, or she steals the whole show. Her name is Belle. She's a 105-year-old German doll. She was I got contacted from this girl in Belgium, a Belgian girl. And she had seen me on Ghost Adventures. It was a spinoff of Ghost Adventures, Deadly Possessions, doing a seance with Peggy the doll, who's in Zach's museum now, and way more scary haunted doll who's given like two people heart attacks and made people sick just looking at her picture. I did the episode, they flew in the girl who then owned her, Jane Harris. They flew in one of the girls, young girl, who had given a heart attack, and me, and I'm holding this little plastic doll's hand and did the seance. And she had seen it, and she figured, this girl right here, Belle, had made her sick for 3 years and made her little toddler sick, but she couldn't get rid of it unless she put the doll in a drawer in her shed. And she didn't want to do that. She was just taken over. And she saw me. She goes, you could handle her. So I'm like, sure, send her. Because I could banish what didn't like, I believe. So I can. So anyway, she sent me this package. And this was a few years ago now. And this is how powerful this doll was. I had never once done a Facebook Live before. And I think Facebook Live was sort of fairly new then. I don't know. And I'd never, ever done one. So I'm like, I'm going to open the doll on Facebook Live. I don't know what's in there. She was way well wrapped. And I know there is like this fetish thing of, but anyway, my very first Facebook Live, she had over 49,000 views.
Wow.
It wasn't me. I get 300. Maybe 1,000, 300, but no, 49,000. I've never gotten within zeros close to it. And it was her. So I opened her, and again, beautiful, but she had dark It wasn't like a human skull. It was something dark. So I did not let the sun go down before I banished that. And so then it was just this high octane drain you doll. But then this beautiful little girl spirit came out. So she's been part of our family. I used to have to keep the herb rue in her hand so she didn't drain people.
Oh, goodness. When,
even though there wasn't a bad spirit there, it was a drainy spirit, you know? Right. So, but now that she's way over that, now she's part of the family. She's been caught on camera so many times, moving her head, closing up in her eyes. And even though she's porcelain, it doesn't move. Everybody can tell her mood. Like three people in a row will come in. She's happy, happy, happy. The next day she's cranky, cranky, cranky.
All right, now I think she's curious. So, I like her eyes keep looking to the camera and looking back at you.
Yeah, that's what she does. But again, so she has the spirit in her. And I do believe we can call spirits. We create spirits all the time. I work at Dragon Energy where I create dragons. Now, this little doll right here to the left, she was a gift from a friend of mine up in Washington. She thought it could be haunted or not. She's not a person to know, an investigator or a psychic, but it was this cute little doll. She thought Belle should have a doll. So this is her name, Cheryl, after my friend. She's not haunted. She doesn't have a spirit. She's just a cute little doll for Belle to have. But a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago now, I'm sitting here on my Zoom class. I'm teaching a psychic protection class. Both my hands were up here. Mm-hmm. Nobody was in the house. This doll like that, just like that. And my students are listening. They thought it was somebody else. A lot of people noticed it, but they didn't say anything. Right. I didn't notice it because I'm always talking like this right into my little Zoom screen. And somebody posted it afterwards. And I'm like, and I've tried to debunk it. It's like, could my elbow? No. And and I'm like, but there's no ghost in her. There is no spirit in her. But somebody blew up the video and they saw like a smoke thing, a shadow thing come out of here. And it moved the doll. So they don't have to be in the doll. It moved her and probably went through. It could have even been from Belle or it could have been something else. But it didn't stay with her. It just moved her. But I had one thing at the house that it was, I don't have dark in my house. It has to get rid of that. But I had this one thing. It was given to me by a friend of mine, a rock star friend. And it was this kind of a New Orleans thing. Like, that's fun because I've got a very eclectic. you're seeing the mellow part. And I had it for 2 years and I liked it. And it was a gift from him and he's a dear friend. But all of a sudden I noticed, I'm downstairs on a downslope house. And I'm like, why am I not hanging around my office? Why do I take my computer upstairs or to the dining room table? It's like, I love my office. Why am I not loving my office? And I'm looking around and I saw this thing, this weird little, very New Orleans voodoo looking thing. And I went, oh, it's you. So whether something came out of it, I'm like, I don't want you. You can't be in my house. So instead of banishing it, I'm like, I called Zach Bagans. I go, hey, Zach, I got a thing that's too dark for me. I've had it for 2 years, but it's too dark for me. Do you want it? And he goes, well, let me see it. And I showed him a picture. I go, ooh, that's a nail fetish hate doll. Yeah, I want that. Ooh. I go, it's charged. Nail fetish hate doll. So I went there, handed it off to him. He's like, it started acting up that night. All the tour guides, it's in a case now in that hallway. It's next to something that another New Orleans Bloody Mary had given him because she's a New Orleans voodoo queen. So they're together. So he's in a good home that, you know, that's protected. that place affects you. You know, people pass out all the time, get dizzy, get sick, but just enough that it's got a lot of warding too. And he'll break it with comedy. He'll break it with this. So it's well curated haunted museum, but yeah, I've had things that were just like, no, you can't be in my house.
Oh, gosh. I can't imagine. I don't have that kind of ability, so I can't sit there and say, well, that's bad. I mean, I do know when there's negative in them. Maybe if I worked on it and practiced a little bit. I've had a lot of people. My first
group that I had, because I have a paranormal group too. My first group, I had a guy that does energy. He even gives energy whenever he can tell when you're tired. And he's like, here, take some. And he's like, you know what? You got so many walls up. Why do you have so many walls up? And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? He goes, you got something. If you tore down those walls, I bet you could probably see a lot of things that you're hiding from. And I'm like, I'm not hiding. But I guess
you overthink.
I do a lot of times. A lot of times I overthink.
Because again, it's whether it's well, we, you know, our left logical 1 + 1 = 2 brain will not help us see ghosts, talk to spirit. That's our right creative, intuitive, spiritual, whatever brain. So you have to learn to shut this down and not chatter. Well, there's somebody behind me. Just say yes. Not, oh, that couldn't be. Is it real? Am I making it up? That shuts it down. So it's just, I mean, that's easy. You could learn that. It's easy. You're really sensitive. I can tell. You're very intuitive. I can tell. You're an empath, right? You take on everybody's headache and this and that. So you've got it. You've got the gift. You just can't overthink it. I have a fabulous school you could come to. It's really
cheap. I will have to try your school.
I teach this. Yeah.
And I will
teach paranormal investigators stuff, because so many don't know. They don't have a background to know how to go in safely. And
oh, yeah. The safe heart. That's a big rule of mine, too. And we've dwindled down from 13 to now we're down to 3 of us. There's only 3 of us.
The rest are dead. No.
Don't tell anybody that I buried them in the backyard. Because
Peaceful, too.
But they are... whenever you have a team like that, they end up becoming family. Especially when you spend a lot of time with them doing a lot of things, and you've got to put a lot of trust in these people that you're going on investigations with. And I've these final two. Now I do have an occult specialist, but he's moving to Arizona, so I won't be able to use him much anymore. I told him, I said, well, I'll still come to you. And he's like, that's fine. But he's very intuitive too. And he was the one that we used to use to say, okay, do you see what's going on here? Cause I'm not seeing anything, but, it's now just down to us girls. But that's a very big part of being part of a group, especially whenever, cause you do have to have trust. You have to make sure you trust. And whenever you start getting that inkling that you can't trust somebody, that really starts to eat.
Yeah.
And that's when the negativity starts coming. And that's when everything's just like, stop. No, we can't. No.
Yeah.
So, but when it comes to abilities as well, especially when you meet somebody that you feel in tune with and you feel a sistery kind of bond with, that kind of stuff is not really explainable to those, say, like my husband. But I mean, it's something that you, especially as a psychic medium, witch, can sit there and say, hey, this is meant to happen. This is meant to come forth. And that ends part one of my interview with the wonderful, beautiful Patty Negri. Tune in next week for part two as she discusses what she's got coming up, where she's going to be on her paranormal conventions, and what she may be doing overseas. Thank you guys for tuning in. Y'all have a wonderful night and a wonderful weekend. Bye.